So, Katia and Fred, we're talking about your dance school, and before we were talking about the belly dance, and Katia, you do the belly dance, but you also do salsa,
That's right, Todd.
and that takes two.
That takes two.
So, Fred,
It
you
takes
also
two to salsa.
it takes two to salsa. So you are part of the salsa team.
Yes, if we could call it a team. I mean, it's
Yes.
mostly Katya teaching me how to dance, and then I try to pass it on to the others.
That's not true. Fred is a very good teacher. I think he's just very humble, but I think we make a very good team. We're both patient, and we know what a student is struggling.
Right.
And that's the important part.
And it's also good to have partners like this teach other people, whether they're partners or not, or they just want to learn salsa. Like the men would come to me to learn about a special move, and then the women would have a tendency of going more towards Katya. So we're striking a perfect balance in teaching, I think.
Now, do you get a fair balance of students, of male to female students for salsa class?
Right now, we have more women than men, so hopefully we'll have a balance in there. But yeah.
I guess women are more open towards taking dance lessons than men are.
Right.
Maybe men feel a bit scared. I don't know. How do you feel, Todd? Would you come to the school?
Well, you know what? I will come, but I have to admit, my feeling would be that I would be intimidated, that I would look really foolish. So yeah, I think most guys probably feel the same
Yeah, so
way.
that's why we have more girls, I think. Right.
Unfortunately, but the truth is, from what I've heard from the guys, from the men, they do want to learn how to dance.
Yeah, it does sound fun. It does.
And women also like it. Women like for the men to dance, and especially in salsa, usually it's the man is the leader, so it's very important the man is
That
that is the lead is
sounds
who
like more
leads.
pressure.
No. Well, you learn how to be a good leader and how to
Leader.
lead, and the woman how to follow.
So let's say somebody goes to your school, like myself, and they have two left feet, they cannot dance. How long does it take to where you can do a salsa reasonably well?
Right from the beginning, at least we can tell a little bit where the person is, and can they hear the music or not. From the first class, you dance with a partner. Of course, not freely. We can tell you what steps to take, and we advance accordingly. So it might take in one step, we might take a long time. So it depends on the people that are in the class, and it all depends on the person.
Right, so some people learn faster than others.
Yes.
But definitely after one class, you will have learned minimum two steps.
Okay, really?
Minimum. Yeah,
Okay,
that's a
well,
guarantee.
I'm sold. I'll definitely come and try it out.
Please do.
Please do.